What's going on? Welcome.
Bad taste segment. Today's Tuesday. A pretty aggressive day to the downside today in the market. How we living up today, Julie? Good to see you.
It's good to see you too. Happy to be here. How's it going, everybody? It's been kind of a whirlwind of a day. Pretty exciting. And then tomorrow, I think, is going to be even more exciting. How are you feeling about that?
I'm ready. I really enjoy trending days in the market that are super extended to one side or the other. And I feel like today was kind of a precursor for maybe before what we get tomorrow. I don't know though, but I'm excited.
Yeah, I think that's like kind of in the same boat. Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure what to expect, but I'm trying to be pretty defensive. My portfolio is pretty lean right now. I'm expecting some post discussion, you know, volatility, and maybe trying to capitalize on that a little bit. I've been scorned once or twice by a Fed announcement. So I'm a little bit more defensive. We had some really interesting moves today. Market sold off a lot more than I was expecting. Kind of came out of nowhere a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah.
We also had cannabis. I don't know if you were looking at the cannabis sector at all. I noticed that today on my stream with Luis, and that just completely blew up today. It totally popped. Like the two ETFs that I mostly focus on, which are MJ and MSOS, like halted because of how rapidly to the upside they were moving. So it was really interesting to see that. I think that's going to be another sector to watch this week.
Well, I hope you're looking forward to the cannabis-based stock market trivia we're going to get into today, too. So
is that going to be the theme?
It is the theme for today. So I know you have a lot to add.
I was going to say we're 10 days late for that.
Hey, better late than never.
I'll take it.
We're out here.
I'll take it. Some of these cannabis stocks, just kind of looking at CGC, probably the most notable, grew 78% today. That's green, is about as green as can be. And then we have 25%, 26% in MSOS and MJ. Both of those got halted. We had Tilray up 39%, and then IIPR over 100 now. Kind of moving the least to sort of this list over here. I don't want to check. I don't want you over here. Really green day across the cannabis industry. We saw some pretty big moves to the downside, particularly in MicroStrategy, which was interesting to watch. Also in Paramount, the S&P wound up closing down 1.5% today, which I was a little surprised about. Looks like the Qs, let's see if we'll get in here real quick.
Yeah, that end of day sell-off caught me off guard a little bit. I had to switch between from my platform, and I swiped back over and I was like, wow, we sold off another X amount of points. I was like, wow, that was really quick.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
Yeah.
We also, over on the Bad Trader platform, I've been trying, we have challenges, which are like, you can wager with in-app currency, which you accumulate from like watching stream and just like doing stuff throughout the app. So the wagers are called challenges, and I've been having earnings challenges called donk or stonk, where either something is going to donk after earnings, as in like completely tank, or stonk right after earnings, which is have a big green day. So we had some pretty interesting challenges around there if anybody wants to go do those. But it looks like AMD was in fact a donk. Amazon, this is an interesting one. This was like a moderate stonk. It was a moderate stonk, which I was a little bit surprised about.
It was a stonk-a-donk. It donked, stonked, and then now we're kind of nowhere.
AMD equals a mighty dump. Absolute beginner. That's absolutely excellent. Guess I should have said hi then. I love that. Brad, thank you guys so much for joining us. Hey, Organic Farming, it's awesome to see you guys. Yeah, it's kind of like a badonkadonk. I think that should be like a third option. Not like that anybody would know what that means.
It's like the neutral version of what we're talking about.
Yeah, because it's like technically a stonk, but it's not really a stonk. Like it started as a stonk and then it kind of sold off a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, based off the how large the bottom of that wick is, it looked like it donked for a little bit too.
It did in fact donk. Yeah. So it was very hard to call, to be honest. I waited a full hour after they reported before I actually called it. So I decided to call this a stonk. It's not really a stonk, but it certainly got some movement in there.
If it holds up near the, whether you sell the call spread, put spread, or an iron condor, it looks like you'll be sitting pretty if it stays there for the morning.
Yeah, which would be nice. I don't know. Tomorrow I'm going to have to dive into their report, see exactly what's going on. This has been a weird, weird earnings cycle. We had kind of another meta situation with SoFi, where SoFi didn't, in fact, donk after they reported pretty solid earnings, actually. So they did, in fact, surprise me a little bit. It's quite the donk.
Quite the donk.
Quite the donk.
It looked like there was a decent rally right before the sell-off too. So
yeah. So seeing it kind of all over the place. We have Meta. We talked a little bit about that right on Thursday, I think, when they sort of announced that they were considering layoffs. It's just kind of a rough day for Meta, rough day for Tesla. Have you been looking at Tesla at all?
I knew Tesla was on a pretty aggressive rally to the upside over the last maybe week, just based on, or after its earnings last week, if I'm not mistaken, but I haven't been looking at it too much after that.
Luis, thank you so much. Luis over here in Bad Trader chat, or I'm sorry, in YouTube chat. We have another donk, in fact, an SMCI, which I'm a little bit less surprised about, to be honest.
I was able to get out of SMCI before. I think I got out of that one Monday or Friday. It was able to do a little bit of a scoopy. I thought I was going to have to hold through earnings, but we got a little bit of a bounce. So I was able to get out before then, but selling off now.
It is selling off. That is definitely a donk. That's an unequivocal donk. So thank you so much, Luis. Thanks for joining us. Kind of all over the place. And yes, Tesla. So it sounds like you came out unscathed. Yeah.
Curious about Nvidia though. What's been up with them?
What's going on with Nvidia? Man, this is gonna be kind of interesting. So it looks like Nvidia is kind of following trend, sold off a little bit. Oh man, kind of a big post-market move, actually. Man, these semi stocks are starting to really come back down to earth.
Coming back down
to earth a little bit. Also had a bit of a red day as well. SMCI down 3.5% today, Nvidia down 1.5%, and then Nvidia continuing this trend after the close. So like that's certainly interesting to watch. What are the SMH semiconductor?
I'm in SMH right now. How's
that going?
It's decent. I mean, I'm down $11, up about 40 on the day. So I'm down on the overall position, 17 days left to expiration. Yesterday, you should have, would have, could. I should have rolled the puts up a little bit. Neither of the sides are sitting in the money, but I definitely could have rolled them up for a little bit of a credit, at least 30 to 40 cents. But tomorrow, I may just roll them up if there's a decent credit of like maybe 40, 50 cents. I'll do that. But I should have been a little bit more proactive about that one and did it like yesterday. But that's what we're seeing.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. I kind of like yesterday, I'm like, I had a nice solid green day.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not chancing a single thing. I closed pretty much everything that was still, 18 days out at the time. So closed everything, didn't want to deal with it. Right now I just have like a little bit of exposure in IWM, which is down a little bit, not too much. The Qs, which are down. Oh man. Yeah. Big down day in the NASDAQ. And I think it's Russell 2%, QQQ, I think it was like 1.9%. So Russell leading the pack to the downside again. Really big day though. And then let's take a look. Oh, this XBI position is giving me grief.
Not too much grief. I don't see any yellow tabs. I don't see any in the money tabs so far.
Well, only because it just like the intraday moves in this thing are nuts.
No, it
like,
is.
It was having a really solid day. And I'm like, maybe we should leave it on for a little bit. And then I always regret it. Oh, what am I doing over here? Thank you, Luis, also over here coming in clutch. We also had a Starbucks report. That's a donk. That's a donk.
Everything's a donk. I don't think we've seen a stonk yet.
I think like, oh man, who was a stonk today? Someone was a stonk. Maybe it was yesterday or was it PayPal? PayPal finally had a good earnings. And man, Snapchat had a good earnings announcement and so did PayPal. So hell is officially frozen over. Looks like you gave a lot of that back today. But yeah, this one was had a pretty good
stonkadonk.
It's a stonkadonk. That's correct. Yeah. So was Eli Lilly, which I'm not surprised about. This was definitely a stonk today.
What a move.
What a move. What a move. Those weight loss injectables really coming in clutch these days. 3M, I believe, was also a stonk. It's also a little bit of a stonk. Which, you know, I they seem to do everything. Those adhesives, everybody just needs them. So 3M also had a bit of a good day. McDonald's had a donk. Whoa. Ooh. I guess it's a bit of a stonky donk as well. Donkey stonk. And I'm one of those. Had a bit of an interesting move. And this was mostly attributed to just like weaker revenues as a result of like just lower income Americans not being able to afford it as easily. So less demand. And then also, Middle Eastern countries primarily protesting because of the Israel-Gaza stuff. So this is an interesting, I don't know, rally actually. It's pretty, look at that, a little bit of a donkey stonk.
Yeah. I mean, I have a little bit of
PayPal. Mm-hmm. PayPal, yeah, we've talked about this before. I just like PayPal as a service personally.
Yeah.
I can buy stuff on sketchy websites and not really have to worry, which is nice.
No, that is nice.
It is kind of nice, right?
It is. I still got a little bit of beef, a little side story. I was running these online websites when I was like 18, 19. I got a chargeback from a customer and I didn't realize.
Yep.
PayPal took me to collection, sent it to my house, but I was at college, came back, and I was just pretty upset about that. And I haven't forgot ever since.
You know what? It's okay. I get it. I don't blame you.
But it made the process, like to your point though, it made the process easier for when you want like a process, something to process transactions and things like that. So it does come in clutch in that sense whenever you're doing stuff like that. So I won't dog on PayPal too much because I still like them.
So that's okay. I mean, I still like them, but it's okay. I get it. I have a couple, you know, resentful tickers that I still feel angsty about. And then Starbucks as well. I'm looking it up right now, and it looks like Starbucks is also being affected by Israel-Gaza boycotting.
Yeah, I know. I think Starbucks was one of the, one of the main ones, right?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that as well. I've heard about, McDonald's, Starbucks, but there were a bunch of retailers that got really heavily boycotted because of that.
I was hanging out with one of my Palestinian friends, and it was kind of late one night, and we were really hungry, and they were like, don't tell anybody we're coming to McDonald's because they're Palestinian. I was like, I got you.
It's okay. Won't tell anybody. But yeah, it looks like the boycotts are catching up those, you know, very expensive coffees. But here we are. So yeah, I don't know. Overall, you know, the markets be moving, dude.
They're moving.
Really moving. Yeah. So, oh man, this red day just kind of came out of nowhere, to be honest. I was really surprised about that. And then Snapchat, is this the ultimate contrarian indicator?
I think it might, that might be the case. I'm still not so confused about their business model. I guess I was looking at their subscription and kind of looking at the details. I was like, why do people pay for this? And I was just looking, like, you get certain perks of like seeing who's people's best friends are, being able to open up a chat after it's been opened already. And just these, to me, kind of useless features that they're charging, but I've always been curious how Snapchat really makes majority of their revenue.
It's interesting either way. We're going to have to do a dive in there.
I know.
So I don't know. Most social media platforms monetize by, like premium features or advertising. So there's a whole lot of, I don't know. And they had pretty good usage numbers, like in terms of user growth that I think kind of resulted in this. So hell hath officially frozen us over and was a really interesting day. I'm excited for tomorrow. Nervous a little bit for tomorrow, but I don't know what's gonna happen. Yeah, that's gonna happen.
That's the beauty of it.
Isn't that I'm kind of, so interesting other little tidbit before we sort of hop into our trivia is that gold actually had a really interesting move last night. So gold actually had like pretty much like a 2 standard deviation overnight move, like really big sell-off overnight, which is a little bit surprised about. I think like here, let's maybe do,
was there any type of catalyst that could correlate or justify that sell-off? You heard anything?
I mean, from what I can tell, it's the strength of the dollar. And I've looked at like a couple different news headlines. That's the kind of consensus that I've been able to identify. I'm kind of like not terribly surprised about. But yeah, I mean, with like, I mean, it's also been on a tear for like a couple, definitely over a month now at this point. So maybe about 2 months, actually, really since March. So it was about time that we had like a little bit of a correction. But, you know, when gold moves, it really moves.
Right.
I think like this could be this is definitely an interesting underlying to watch sort of going into tomorrow, as like inflation is still like very much a point of concern, as the, I don't know. And then also Jerome Powell's tone, that's going to be, I think every word is going to be heard very closely, tomorrow. So that's going to be interesting either way. But yeah, that's a little tour de market. If anybody else has anything that they want us to look at, feel free to shout that out over in chat. You want to hop into some trivia?
Let's jump into it.
Trivia? Let me make sure. Haha. Okay. What do we got today?
We got some housekeeping.
Got a little bit of housekeeping. Thank you. okay. So we do have an app. Season 1 is live, Losing Throughout History. So if you want to go hang out with us, points, badges, stream, chat, all the fun things, it is available on the App Store and the Google Play Store. So feel free to go find us. We would love to have you. We have also some very cool updates coming out in the next couple of, I'm going to say weeks now at this point, which we'll have to demo, I think, when those become a little bit closer to reality. We also have a chat over on YouTube, Tasty Live's YouTube channel. So if you want to come chat with us and you're watching on the Tasty Live website, feel free to hop on over there and throw out your trivia guesses and weed trivia. Thank you, Organic Farming. And yeah, want to get into it?
Let's get it.
All right, take it away.
Cool. So again, as we know, this one's a little bit more cannabis themed. So it's a little different from the previous ones that we've done, but Luis kind of inspired me a little bit to switch it up too. But anyways, which chemical compound found in cannabis is responsible for the characteristic aroma and flavor of different strains and may also have therapeutic properties? What is this chemical compound?
I should really know like the full chemical name.
I know, Miss O-Chem. Miss, I probably got a 7.0 in O-Chem, I wouldn't doubt.
Into O-Chem? I actually never took O-Chem. I'm the, you know.
Oh, I gotcha.
The disgrace of my family.
Right. You did mention that a while ago. I do remember you saying that.
I'm the only one that never took O-Chem.
Call up Pops. Call him up.
Dad. You seem to know enough about THC. Well, actually, no, I just gave my answer, actually. Okay, never mind. Everybody giving your answers over in chat. People seem to, I think that's what the T stands for, but I'm going to say THC.
It is only one of the abbreviated letters that you just said.
Okay, it's the T.
It is the T. What's the T, Julia? What is, are you sipping on tea? What's the T?
I'm going to steal the answers from chat because I actually don't know the name of this compound. It's terpenes.
Terpenes. It is terpenes.
Terpenes? Is it terpenes? Yeah, is that correct. What gives one it the one. Distinct oregano smell?
It is. I believe so.
D. Oh my God. I'm not going to be able to pronounce these. Some of the most prevalent. We got organic farming over in chat who knows quite a bit about chemicals and organic chemistry, which I'm not surprised about given the name. But it is terpenes, which is very interesting. I did not know that. Do you know the full like THC, what it stands for?
I don't. Anybody in chat know what the H and O or H and C stands for?
The H and the C. Heckin' cannabis. Yeah, I don't. I'm going to be honest. I don't know.
Cannabis.
It's just hacking cannabis. Okay, this is a fun one, testing the chemistry knowledge a little bit. You want to hop on over to the second one?
Let's get it.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Number two, in which European country was the possession and cultivation of cannabis decriminalized in 2001, leading to the establishment of cannabis social clubs where members can grow and consume cannabis collectively? In which European country did this take place?
I think I might know this one.
Okay.
I've seen Eurotrip.
Okay. Is that a movie?
It is a movie, and it's like it's probably aged really poorly. I need to go rewatch it.
You think so? What was it? 10 out of 10, 8 out of 10, 7 out of 10?
I mean, it's like 10 out of 10 stupid, but that's my kind of movie.
A different type of scale I was going off of.
Yeah. Is it 10 over 10 cinematically? Absolutely not. Does it have like a 30% critic score and like an 85%, you know, audience score on Rotten Tomatoes? Probably. Those are my favorite kinds of movies.
Let me write that down so I make sure I don't.
España. We got some good guesses over here in chat. Everybody go ahead and write your guesses. I want to test it now. I want to look up the Rotten Tomatoes. Oh man, I bet I got pretty close.
You said 30%, right?
I said like 30% critic score, 85% audience score, which those are the types of movies that they're just like bad movies that are beloved. Like those are my kind of movies. I got so close actually.
What was that?
It's 47% critic score.
That's pretty close. And then
75% audience score.
You're in the ballpark. You're a pretty tough critic.
I'm a tough critic, but I just like to have fun. Okay, we got some very good guesses. Oh my God. Okay, Delta 9 tetrahydrocannabinoid is THC. Good job, organic farming. You should get points for that. Okay, everybody's got some very good guesses. I'm going to go ahead and maybe say the obvious. I'm going to say the Netherlands.
Okay, it is not the Netherlands, but we're
going to. Is it not the Netherlands?
It's not.
Wait, Vatican City. Okay, so if it's not the Netherlands, decriminalized. It was decriminalized. Germany?
It wasn't Germany.
What the hell was it?
It was Spain, actually.
It was Spain?
España.
Oh, we got some good. Oh, hell yeah. Organic farming knows their stuff. I also thought it was Holland. It's been decriminalized in Spain since 2001.
España.
I did not know that.
I've never been. I want to go to Spain, though. I've never been to Europe in general, but I want
to
go.
Never been to Europe.
I haven't.
It's a vibe. It's kind of cool because you can just like go 50 miles in any direction and you're in a completely different country.
That is crazy. I would like to. That's crazy. You could be in a different country and probably have a pretty close time zone if it's, you know, not too far.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
I think like, I don't know. And also like, it obviously depends on where you go, but the food, real good. I like the food. Mm. At least where I've been.
Where have you been in Europe?
Oh God.
If it's like a 20 thing list, where was your favorite place in Europe you went?
I mean, Italy's like one of my favorite spots. Ooh, I love Italy.
I've been trying to go to Italy since I was like 7.
Food there was very solid. Very solid. I love it.
I heard you feel like cleaner after you're done eating too, like the pizza. It's a little different there. So I hear.
Yeah, they don't like fortify the bread. So they don't put like, you know, iron and like all the different vitamins and stuff in it.
Yeah.
And they just have really high quality produce. So it's like Italian food can be a little, what's the word? Like not bland, but they don't use a lot of like seasonings just because like you have like a super fresh tomato. So they want you to taste the super fresh tomato kind of thing. So it's like not heavily spiced in a lot of cases, unless you go in the South, then you get pretty spicy food. But yeah, and it's like, it's a beautiful place. You can just go walk around. It's a good vibe. Sweden had really good food too, actually. I was kind of surprised about that.
I wouldn't have expected that one.
Yeah, because I'm like, it's a lot of like dairy and like animal products, which is like not my favorite style of food, but it was really good food when I went to, yeah, Stockholm and stuff.
Noted, noted.
Croatia. Oh, I want to go to Croatia. Barcelona is where the sea, as a result of that legislation. Yeah, so that'll be another trivia, which are just like random
Yeah.
traveling facts. This is a good question. Thank you for putting it together. We
Of
got our
course.
last one. Here we go.
Cool. Last trivia question of the day. In which year did Canada become the first G7 nation to legalize the recreational use of cannabis nationwide, leading to a surge in the cannabis stocks on the Canadian Stock Exchange? What year did this take place?
What year did Canada become the first G7 nation to legalize the recreational? Were you in Colorado when it got decriminalized? Because that was the first state, right?
I think I was about 15 years old. I was a freshman going to my sophomore year of high school, and I remember we had traveled for soccer to Nebraska, and I remember all the kids were asking, like, "You guys are from Colorado? Like, all you guys must be
Yeah.
doing this." You know, I'm like, "Bro, I'm 15. I barely found out what that was not too long ago." But no, I was in Colorado at the time.
So that must have been, I'm trying to remember, what, 2014?
Oh, that is what a good memory, Julia. You're right. That was about
This is
2014.
about 2014? Okay, sorry, I was
Yeah, it
trying
was
to do
about
the
a
math. Okay.
yeah.
It's like 2014, but they were the first G7 nation to legalize it. And then Spain was 2001. So my rationale is like, okay, it's like some time in between 2010. 2010, we got 2018, 2019, we got some good guesses over here. I'm gonna say 2010.
What was your answer?
2010.
Are you locking that in?
Yeah.
It's not 2010, but I heard the answer.
Oh, it's later than that. 2019, 2018, 2006. I'm gonna say 2018. It
It was 2018.
was
It
2018.
was. It was.
I guess because we did it first on a statewide basis, but it wasn't federally legal act. I'm a dingus. There
That
we go.
makes sense. What did organic farming say?
Organic farming. He said 2019.
Okay.
Okay, pretty close though. Yeah.
No, he did that on purpose to throw us off, to let us know that.
Yeah,
Not
I'll
make
take it.
himself seem
But
suspicious.
now we got Luis definitely knew that one, and then Greasy knew that one as well. Very nice guys.
Greasy.
Greasy.
And
Oh, this is
Derek
a fun
Dayoy.
one. Nice
Yeah,
little cannabis
thank you.
history.
I
This
had
is a
to
good
kind of line
time.
it up a little bit with the cannabis things that you were going to be talking about today. So I know we're.
Yeah, it's going to tie in pretty nicely, which we've already talked about a little bit, but just for some news. So this news came out today. Biden administration plans to reclassify marijuana, easing restrictions nationwide, which is, I think, like a very important first step to like this industry just becoming like a little bit destigmatized and just like more established and all of that. And this comes along with, what was it called, the Safe Banking Act, and all of those like protections against like offering financial services towards businesses that provide cannabis and all of that. But this is pretty significant, easing federal restrictions on cannabis, with plans to announce an interim rule to reclassify the drugs, first time since the Controlled Substances Act, enacted more than 50 years ago. We talked about this a little bit. I don't remember exactly, but I think it puts it in the same like drug classification category as like Advil and like, more over-the-counter medications. But
Yeah.
someone in chat can correct me if I'm wrong on that. Was late 2018. Organic farming, you can still get points for that. Okay. But this had some very profound effects on some of these. Like, these are like cheap, to be fair. Like, a lot of these ETFs and stocks are in the cannabis sector are cheap. So I guess like having something jump 26% in a day is not completely crazy, but still pretty significant, and it's pretty sector wide. So this is MJ, your MJ, which I love, which is now up 50% on the year. So it's doing pretty good, not gonna lie. We have MSauce, which is up 100% on the year. It moved 25% today. And just having a very strong but volatile year over here with cannabis. And we have Tilray, which is a little bit more neutral, I guess, in terms of like the year as a whole. Still up a little bit, but relatively flat. Moved 40% today. And then we also had CGC, which I remember hearing this one about, like hearing about this one popping off significantly when Germany announced that they were going to decriminalize as well. Up about 70, 8% today, and about 21% on the year. So this helped it recover. But again, all of these are pretty cheap. So the option strategies are quite limited. Kind of want to go long on a lot of these, to be honest, but I kind of want to also wait. That was a really big move today, so I want to give a little bit of time to adjust. And it's also, there is still a little bit of uncertainty in terms of exactly, I think, what the regulation is going to look like and when it's going to be enacted. So waiting for a little bit of clarity. We're going to have to see. But either way, the stonks, these are stonks.
The songs are stonking. That's
for sure. The songs are indeed stonking. Yeah.
No. Well, that these marijuana stocks that are stonking is making up for all of the downside moves they're looking at in earnings, I guess.
That's one way to put it. Yeah. Also, Organic Farming said that they want to make it a Schedule 3, which includes Tylenol with codeine, steroids, testosterone, and ketamine.
Okay.
So not quite the Advil. So thank you so much, Organic Farming, for clarifying, but definitely not in the same drug category as it is right now. Yeah. So either way, yeah, I think that's just about all we got. We're just about out of time. Is there anything that you want to leave on?
No, that's it for me. Kind of crazy that, you know, some of these things with marijuana is changing. It's still not legal out here, recreational in Florida. Like sometimes it's just so crazy depending on where you're at geographically across the states. They're such different.
It's so different.
Yeah, it's crazy to kind of think about, especially growing up in Colorado, then coming to Florida. And it's just like, oh, wow, everyone's kind of on a different page. But it'll be interesting to see what the resolution of all this is and how it has an effect on all these marijuana stocks. So thanks for bringing that up.
It is, in fact, a budding industry.
It is. That was a good one. That was good. That was good.
Definitely want to watch. This is definitely, I think, also going to be like a significant point of conversation around the election. So I'm kind of curious to see sort of like what stance the different politicians are going to take. And that's certainly going to have an impact, I think, on price as well. So either way, there's a whole lot of interesting stuff to watch this year, a whole lot of interesting stuff to watch this week. And I think that's just about all we got. So thank you guys, everybody, for participating. Organic Farming, thank you so much for clarifying on the drug classification of marijuana. And also for, yeah, you just kind of killed it in trivia today. So yeah, E, thank you so much for putting those together. I had a great time. And I guess we'll catch y'all later. Peace.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducer.